Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Dawn will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I am Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys over at SpeakersPathway.com. If you go to SpeakersPathway.com, you're going to find a lot of good things there. We got some great complimentary gifts from all of our executive training directors. We have six of them there. You know, like Koji Somaldi, he's a video expert, and he will, you know, audit your videos that you've got, give you expert opinion on them. And we've got Tamara Hunter there. She is a specialist in, she deals with building a movement and a tribe. She's a cancer survivor. She has a celebration journal that her and another lady put together because they went through chemo treatment together. And this journal is to help someone in their everyday life that's struggling with a life-threatening disease like cancer or any other disease. It's free for your taking there. And the list just goes on and on. And one of the things we're very excited about, because Dandy Don is finishing up, he's doing the 45th episode of the Messages of Inspiration, Hope, and Support. And you can find each one of those presentations there at speakerspathway.com. You can click on that, and about halfway down the page, if you're looking at your laptop, you might have to scroll down a little further on your phone, look for Messages of Inspiration and Hope and Support. And click on See More. We have the individual presentation there. We got about 10 or 11 pages there, and they keep adding to them. And the important thing is you can find a topic that's of interest to you. You can read up about the person. And please share these wonderful messages of inspiration, hope, and support with others, because all of the speakers there, they donated their time and their efforts to help be a blessing to others, especially during this time. And I'm also joined with Mr. Bill Heinrich. Bill is filling in for Don. And Bill is one of the executive training directors, and he has a free book. It's called Clarity Has No Story. You can get your free copy. You just go to myfreebook.me. M is in Mike, E is in Echo. And Bill told me, he said, no matter how many he gives away, he's still got a truckload of them. Is that right, Bill?
I've got this. Yes, sir. Two bags full. I do have a lot of them. And it's, you know, it's been a lot of help to people. A number of people have downloaded the book. And it's great to be here with you. Can you imagine the 45th episode of Messages of Inspiration, Hope, and Support, which has gotten me to come and fill in for Don because he has to do that. So I've been able to enjoy working on the radio show with Jim.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, Bill, we're just so glad to have you. In fact, Bill does such a good job. He earned the title. He earned the title of being an honorary host here on the Toginet radio station. And we're just so proud of him, and we're just so grateful that we have people of this caliber that steps up to the plate and just comes in and just says, hey, count me in. I just want to help. And ladies and gentlemen, we got a treat for you today, because Bill and I, when I first met this young lady in Phoenix, Arizona, she just joined the speakerspathway.com. She became a member. The next day, she was at the mastermind. And I know, Bill, you'll agree with me. When I heard her talk, I walked around the room. I went up to my partner, Don McGrath, Dandy Don, and I says, Don, what do you think about us having this young lady on the radio show? And he said, absolutely. And Bill, I know that you were probably blown away like I was about her message. Were you not, sir?
Oh, no question about it. You know, Annalyn Scott has been doing a lot of work in the area of kidney disease. And I just wanted to introduce her and let's just get started, Annalyn, because I've got a lot of different questions, and I know that you have a lot of different things you want to share. So I'm going to let you start out first by sharing one of the points you want to talk about today.
Sure. And it's such a pleasure to be here and such an honor. I really appreciate this opportunity. It's always great to be able to hear your voices. And I know this is going to be a wonderful conversation for the three of us and for all of the listeners too. And you know, the point really I want to get across today to everyone is something that I had to realize myself is, you know, during this journey that I've been on, as we talked about before, when you guys were here in Phoenix, you know that I have a lot of things in my hands. And what I realized as I'm looking at what's next or what needs to go together, what resources do I need? It's already in my hands. And so I would suggest to the listeners to kind of take a step back and kind of evaluate their path and what they've been doing and see if maybe some of the answers are already in their hands too.
Yeah, you're exactly right, because I really liked your attitude. That's what really impressed me, because you just stepped right. You just owned the situation that you were given. And when I heard your story and met Raymond too afterwards, and, you know, the journey you guys are taking with the, you know, him suffering from kidney disease and all that, and how you're wanting to make an impact in other people's lives and help them in their hour of need. I mean, my goodness gracious, you know, when someone shares information with you, and you can help a lot of people in their journey too, because you've got skin in the game. And Bill, that is very, very critical when someone wants to connect with someone that's going through the same problems they've got. Isn't that correct, sir?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I know when we spoke then, and I just know you as a person, Annalyn, have a lot of projects in the fire. So what's one of the main ones that you're working on right now in the area of kidney disease?
Well, and I think that's where most people will kind of recognize me is the work that my husband and I are doing with One in Nine Charities, Inc. It's a nonprofit organization that my husband Raymond and I founded to really change the trajectory of kidney disease. Our vision is to save millions of lives. And we're going to do it through, you know, raising awareness, helping with prevention, and regenerative medicine. And what I find so interesting is that when we created the organization, those were the three key pillars that we started out with. And it's interesting when you put your intention out there, what really comes your way. And so we have, you know, we've had different regenerative medicine solutions literally fall from heaven. We have... you know, been able to touch a lot of lives and really, like I said, it comes back to our own experiences that really drove the passion and the desire to help others. You both had a chance to meet Raymond, and if yes. I hadn't told you, you probably never would have guessed that his kidneys failed 22 years ago at the age of 29.
Wow. You know, that's what I was getting ready to ask you to share with the public here, with the audience. When did your journey begin? And, you know, share with them in the early stages what you had to face and overcome and find the courage to say, I'm not going to run.
Well, you know, Raymond and I met on a blind date, and we had only been dating for 3 months. He was, like I said, 29. I'm 6 years younger than him. So I was, you know, young 23. And this really came out of nowhere. He thought that he had, well, let me just step back and say he had a cough for about a week. And some gentlemen don't like to always listen to their girlfriends or wives that say, that doesn't sound good. That was Raymond too. He's like, oh, I'm fine. I'm like, no, that really doesn't sound good. About a week into it, he goes, yeah, you know, I'm going to go to urgent care. It's probably bronchitis. They'll give me a, you know, antibiotic and I'll be good. And they took his blood pressure and it was 270 over 190.
Wow.
And they had to rush him to the hospital. And by the time he got there, it was 300 over 200. And his kidneys were done. Kidneys were gone. And, you know, a week later when I was picking him up to take him home from the hospital, he said, I think I'm going to move back to Charleston. That's where he's from. And I said, why? Mm-hmm. And he said, because I know I have a long road ahead of me and you're too young for this. This isn't fair to you. And I said, what are you talking about? You're a good man. You know, I'm not going to leave you just because of this. Let's see where our relationship goes. And I'm so glad I made that decision.
Wow. I mean, you know, Bill, that's a story that when I heard that, that's what touched my heart there in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. I'm going like 23 years of age. Most girls would have said, OK, well, it's nice meeting you. Thanks for the free lunch or dinner, whatever, you know. But oh, goodness gracious. I mean, and we're getting ready. We got about 2 minutes left. I'm going to turn the mic over to Bill just for a second here. But before I do, Annaline, would you be kind enough to repeat your website? 1 in 9 what?
So it's 1in9kidneychallenge.com, and that's the same for Facebook as well.
Okay.
And is there an email that where people can reach you at if they have questions?
Yes, absolutely. They can send it to support@1in9kidneychallenge.com. And you know what? I'll also give my personal email address out as well. It's Annaline, A-N-A-L-Y-N, dot Scott, S-C-O-T-T, at gmail.com.
Great. Thank you, Annaline. I know, Jim, we're going to head to break in a minute, but mm-hmm. I want to hear more about some of the areas of the regenerative medicines and protocols that you've been. What are just a couple of examples of those real quick?
Real quick, well, I'll tell you one that's most exciting. There's two that are really exciting. One is in San Francisco at UCSF, the bioartificial kidney that is mm-hmm. in clinical studies right now that we actually got to hold in our hands. And then also, so that's the future, and it's definitely coming. And then also a huge breakthrough, I'm telling you, game changer in microvascular health that I'll share a little bit more about. So it's actually saved Raymond's life twice already.
We're going to head to the break right now, but when we come back, we'd like to hear more about that. Really fascinating.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys over at speakerspathway.com. We've got a lot of great information over there, a lot of free complimentary gifts. Please head over there. We've also got the messages of inspiration, hope, and support. Dandy Don is doing the 45th edition of that show today, right now live while we're doing this show. And filling in for him is Mr. Bill Heinrich. And Bill, right before the break, you made a comment. You wanted to hear some more of what Annaline was sharing with us, brother.
Yeah, this area of regenerative medicine, especially with kidney disease and anything else, I know it is a growing area. So before we went to break, I'd asked Annaline about a couple of the areas that they were really interested in. So I'd like you to follow up on that and tell us more about that, if you would, Annaline.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Before we went to break, I shared two things, but I'm going to add a third. And the third one, I should probably, I need to give credit and put it first, because God provided us some pretty unique and amazing bodies that our bodies have an opportunity to regenerate and heal themselves when given the proper things. So one of the things we've really seen is folks that have been able to turn some of their medical conditions around just by making some lifestyle changes, just by, you know, putting the proper nutrition into their bodies. So that, I would say, is the first step that anyone can do. We've seen firsthand, and other, you know, with many, many people been able to reverse and heal their diabetes, type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure and what have you, or at least reduce it, just with taking those steps. And I share that because diabetes and high blood pressure are the two leading causes of kidney disease. And so we tend to see this domino effect that takes place. So we're really passionate on the prevention side of what are the things we could do to prevent it, right? Right. But there are regenerative solutions that can be available along the path that can help with prevention, but also can help to reverse and solve some of the problems that are out there right now with kidney disease. There just aren't enough kidneys to go around for the people that need them. So I say, and this is a point I really drive, is let's try and help people keep their kidneys and keep them healthy first and foremost. But for those who have already faced kidney failure, you know, they're looking for solutions. Again, my husband's been on dialysis for the past 22 years. And so we know the toll that can take on someone. And so as we're actually filming a documentary, and during that we were doing some travels around the country, and one of our stops was in San Francisco at UCSF. And we got to meet with Dr. Shuvo Roy, who's really, he's an engineer, and he's brilliant. So what was so fascinating is he's using his engineering skills and working with partners out of Tennessee, out of Nashville, to be able to solve some of these issues. And they're working on this bioartificial kidney that was printed with a 3D printer. We were able to hold it in our hands when we were there for our visit. And it's a game changer, guys. I mean, that not amazing. Only could that solve some of the problems with the kidney shortage, but it wouldn't require any anti-rejection medications for the patient. So, it's really important. So it's something that we definitely promote and advocate for. And then also, you know, we're seeing things. There was a major breakthrough in microvascular health that when I say this literally fell from heaven, it truly did. And that's actually one of the chapters is a gift from heaven that I wrote in our book, One in Nine Tribe, Kidney Disease Warriors, Beating the Drum of Hope and Change. And it's something that, has made a major difference in my husband Raymond's life and so many others. And they're seeing there's been a lot of scientific research behind the microvascular system and how it impacts health in general. So let me ask you, if I were to say, you know, your vascular system, what's the first thing that comes to mind for you?
Heart for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's most common. We'll hear, you know, heart, major vessels, because that's what's talked about the most. Mm-hmm. That's only 1% of our vascular system. The other 99% is our microvascular system, the capillaries that go throughout your entire body, to your fingers, your toes, through your eyes, through your brain, through all of the organs in your body. And so as that starts to deteriorate, starts to break down or degenerate, then disease can set in, or it can exacerbate, or can, you know, start that spiral effect. And so there's been a major, major breakthrough in microvascular health that has helped to find some of the key components at the microvascular level, and an all natural microvascular supplement that is helping to regenerate the microvascular system.
That's really interesting. That's really, go ahead, Bill.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I was just saying the same thing. It's really fascinating. I, in being a business coach, worked with a client who made, they had organic raw food, noni. I don't know if you're familiar with noni in Hawaii.
Oh, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a fruit that they, the first settlers brought there for their medicine. They brought their 20, the Tahitians or French Polynesians brought their 21 most popular plants, and they brought noni for their medicine. But we actually had some PhDs from the University of Illinois, Chicago, visit the farm. Very similar to what you were talking about with the vascular system, they were speaking just about inflammation. Mm-hmm. And when you were talking, it reminded me of that, because they said, you know, 99% of all disease is bred in inflammation. That's where the problem begins. How does that relate to vascular disease? They must go almost go hand in hand, huh?
You know, and I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist.
Yeah, I'm not either.
But I would definitely, I would think so, because when you look to at, you know, the vascular system, as it starts to break down, you can, you know, get leaky capillaries. You can have like leaky gut syndrome. And so there's so much that when you have that breakdown and the body is not operating optimally, then, you know, you are going to see other warning signs. And that inflammation is definitely more than just a warning sign, because then it can really wreak havoc on the body.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing because, you know, when I was listening to your story before and after I met Raymond and all that, I'm so glad to get you on the show, because I lost a brother-in-law to kidney disease. He was on kidney dialysis for 12 or 14 years, I forget. And then here in November of 2018, I lost a very good, very personal friend of mine, a true brother, to kidney disease. He was waiting for a kidney transplant, was not able to get the transplant. And the gentleman's name was Paul Tuttle. Paul and I served together in Vietnam. And we were, let's just say that we were extremely close due to the situation we were in. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we have, you know, Annalyn Scott on here today to share information and also to help encourage people to, when you're faced with something like they were faced with, they didn't run. They had the courage to pick up the calls. And for that, you know, Annalyn, I just want to personally thank you and Raymond and just say I salute you for the courage. And you're taking your story. You got your website, in9kidneychallenge.com. That's the number one, or letter I, and then I-N.
No. You're right. You're right. The second, no, the number one.
Oh, the number one. Okay. Mm-hmm. I made one line. I couldn't read my own writing here. Then it's the number one, then the word I-N, then the number 9, kidneychallenge.com. And when someone goes to that website, what would they kind of find or see or experience there?
Yeah, they're going to learn more about our journey. They're going to be able to meet other members of our tribe. Right now, we're actually really excited about this because we're revamping our website. And so we'll be going live with the new site shortly. Our very own Preston Martelli with Speakers Pathway is doing a fantastic job in helping with the transformation of our website, and a few other websites I'm working on as well that were placed in my hands.
You know, it's amazing, Bill, that, you know, when someone like Annalyn comes along, the courage that she demonstrates, and you pick up on the energies that she's got, the powerful, positive attitude. Oh,
yeah. Well, just the fact you have so many different things going on, Annalyn, I do want to hear about the documentary that you're making. Could you tell us a little bit about that? We've got it. A few minutes before break, and if we can't cover it all now, we'll get it on the other side of the break also. But tell us about that.
Absolutely. So, you know, that's really kind of what started 1 in 9, to be honest with you. At the time, Raymond was preparing to be one of the dancers with Dancing with the Stars Arizona with the Kidney Foundation back in 2016, and we had to do some fundraising. And so I looked at this and said, well, we've got an opportunity. Why don't we do some sort of dance-off challenge video to raise some funds? And I met a videographer, Taylor, and she was just, oh, my goodness. We just clicked, and as I was talking to her about what I was wanting to do, this vision came, and I said, really, in the back of my mind, I see a documentary, but I'm not a filmmaker. And she goes, but I am, and I see your vision. Let's do this. And as we got started, wow, as we were talking further, she said, you know what? This is a lot bigger than just a documentary. This is our life's work. This is our purpose. This is our destiny. And so that's really how 1 in 9 was birthed. And out of that vision, you know, we started with the documentary and we've been traveling around the country filming. And I pushed pause on it when I was given the direction to write the book that we did. And I'm getting ready to take the pause button off because of some of the wonderful, you know, stories and the you know, again, some of the solutions that we're seeing that we want to really document. And so we will be completing that documentary, you know, either in probably in the next 12 to 18 months is what we're looking at.
And all of your information will be there at your website, the1in9kidneychallenge.com. And, you know, your book, what's the name of your book again? Is it available there on the website too?
It will be. Yes, it will be. It's also available on Amazon, and it's 1 in 9 Tribe, Kidney Disease Warriors Beating the Drum of Hope and Change.
Wow. And I imagine you would just love for other people who say, hey, I want to be involved with this lady. She's positive. She's energetic. She's got a worthy cause. I've got the courage to step up and I want to be involved and I want to help people. How could, you know, again, how would they be able to get in touch with you? Share your email again, please.
Sure. I'll go ahead and give them my personal email. It's Annalyn, A-N-A-L-Y-N dot Scott, S-C-O-T-T at gmail.com.
Wow, that's really amazing. We want to hear some more good things because, ladies and gentlemen, we got a lot of stuff still to cover. I'm looking here at the list that she sent us on some of the key points. We're going to be breaking here for a commercial break in just a few moments. We're going to be coming back with Annalyn Scott. And, oh, my goodness, this lady is just, if you look under the dictionary under courage, you'd see her picture. We'll be right back.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's the Fitness Minute with fitness expert Annette Hammond.
To lose weight, we know that each day we need to burn more calories than we take in through eating, and exercise burns more calories. According to Discovery Health, a 150-pound person will burn about 60 calories while taking a one-hour nap. 1 hour of sitting and watching television burns about the same, but if that 150-pound person takes a 1 hour brisk walk, then say goodbye to more than 250 calories. Cardio exercise like running, biking, swimming, and brisk walking are the best modes of exercise to burn the highest amount of calories and will get the endorphins flowing in your body. Those feel-good neurotransmitters boost your mood naturally. So use exercise to burn calories, lose weight, and to feel good. I'm Annette Hammond. To hear other fitness and weight loss tips, visit our website at AnnetteHammond.com.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys over at speakerspathway.com. If you go to speakerspathway.com, you're in for a lot of good complimentary gifts. You can't miss it right in the center of the page. And let me tell you what, we've also got the messages of inspiration, hope, and support. Dandy Don is wrapping up the 45th edition of that right now as we're live. He's live. He's taking care of that. And that's also going to be each individual speaker will have their presentation there at the messages of inspiration, hope, and support. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we are honored. We are blessed. We are excited to have one of our members of the speakerspathway.com with us today, a lovely lady by the name of Annalyn Scott. Her and her husband, Raymond, are fantastic people. They're on a mission. And what I love about them, Bill, is their ability to stay true to their vision. Isn't that right, brother?
You know, I was just thinking about that, about how many years this has been going on. That Annalyn's been in this. And so how have you stayed true to that vision and with such a massive mission here dealing with kidney disease? How do you find your way forward? It's just so huge.
It is. And I think that's now it makes a lot of sense when I look back as to why I was given such a big vision. And when I say a big vision, this is the most powerful vision I've ever had in my entire life. It was so vivid and so clear to me 6 years ago. It was actually the summer of 2014. And, you know, what I didn't share with the audience is my background is not, you know, I'm not a nurse, although I play when at home as my administering my husband's dialysis treatment 5 days a week. But I was in IT sales. I had a corporate career for 14 and a half years, very successful career. And back in 2014 was actually my best year yet. Doubled what I made the year before, was having great success. But I was just having this stirring in me that entire year. And I could feel things shifting, and I knew something was coming. There were different clues that were coming along throughout the year. And that summer, Raymond and I were actually at a personal development conference, and they were doing this guided meditation. And I won't go through the whole thing, but at the end of it, and I'm going through it, and I can hear people, you know, crying. I'm like, oh, that's great. That's great. It must be for them. But I was like, I'm going to stick with this. And I'm glad that I did, because at the end of it, this vivid picture came, and all I could see as far as the eyes could see was just silhouettes of people, millions of people. And at the forefront, I could see my husband and my kids and two of my mentors at the time. And they were very clear, and they had just this grin on their face. And what they said is, we've been waiting for you. And it was like, whoa, okay. I didn't know what was going to happen, but I knew in that moment, because I already knew there was a shift coming, I drew my line in the sand. And I said, you know what, this fall, after a trip we had planned to Italy, I'm going to put in my notice at work. Didn't tell anybody. Only my husband and I knew this was the plan. And as time got closer to that, you know, a message came that said, you know, you don't have to leave. You can stay where you're at, but life and death are on the line. And I already knew. I was like, you know, it's done. I don't know what's on the other side of this, but I have to take this leap. And I wouldn't recommend that to, you know, to everybody. Hey, if you get this vision, go jump and, you know, quit your job. I'm not saying that. But for me, that was what was necessary. And in being obedient to that, door started opening to where Raymond was invited to Dancing with the Stars. And that's where the vision came of like, oh, ha, 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 Raymond, that could be you dancing next year. So it was I call it following God's breadcrumbs. He's going to lead you down the path. He, for me, he gave me a really big vision to start out with. And I'm so glad that he did, because it hasn't always been an easy journey. But I do know this, with every step that I've taken forward, he's given another clue. There's been you know, I'll pick up another puzzle piece along the way and just keep going to bring that full vision. I mean, we're much closer to it than we were 6 years ago.
Jim, there's so much to be said.
Yeah, go ahead.
For going all in, Annalyn, for making the commitment. Because once you make the commitment, the clarity does come and the support comes as long as you stay open to it. Has that been true for you?
It has. And, you know, it's funny because it didn't always come in the ways I thought it would. It didn't come through the organizations or the people or resources that I expected or, you know, the common sense, you know, would tell you, oh, you know, you do ABC, you get XYZ. No. And so, but I've always been someone who not only thinks, but also operates outside of the box. So it really shouldn't have come as too much of a surprise that when I'm out to really change the status quo of what's happening with kidney disease, that I'm not going to have that I'm going to have to do something outside of the status quo to make that happen. And so we've just been really blessed with people that have come along the way throughout this journey that have helped in maybe giving inspiration, you know, donating. But we've gotten everything that we need when we need it.
No,
oftentimes not the way we expect it though.
But, and that's the point I wanted to speak to. This is something I'm teaching now. I'm a high-level business coach, and I'm working with clients is forget about what the future looks like, especially now. The moment you lock a picture and expectations to it, you start limiting yourself. If you can be open to the energy of what comes up, like you said, some of the most important things that you're going to accomplish are going to get ignited in areas that you would have never imagined. So you've seen that happening already. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. You know, mm-hmm. If you would have told me 6 years ago, you're going to start a nonprofit organization. You're going to be filming a documentary. Oh, by the way, in the process of doing so, you're going to start other businesses as well that are all going to tie into it. You're going to start your own
right.
production company. You're going to be a producer and a director. You're going to have your
right.
own radio show. You're going to have no. And for a lot of people, and you're going to go through some hard times doing it. It's not going to be easy. If you were given all that up front, most people probably say, oh, no, thanks, but no thanks. And so, you know, you have to but enjoy. I always tell people, may not be easy, but enjoy the journey because you do find the things along the way. And it may not be the vision that you expected. But for me personally, I think that's why the vision was so powerful and clear that there were millions of people, millions of lives that we were going to touch. It wasn't as specific as, Annalyn, you're going to do A, B, C, D, and this is what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
But just knowing that there's a big need out there, people are waiting.
The number one spot that stops people working on any vision like this, where you get this knowing, it's like, oh, there's no question. This is what you're supposed to do. You can feel it at your core. And the number one thing that stops them, Annalyn, is when they start thinking how. Forget how.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is say, what's next? That's all you need. What's next? You can have a big vision. You can want to go in a certain direction. But if you always focus on what's next based on wherever like you said, what's next was pausing the documentary while you wrote the book. Now, that's a major choice, but you can't do everything at once. So for anyone listening that's working on a project like this or has one that's even, 1% the size of this, it really doesn't matter. Stay out of the how. Know where you're going. Know what your intention is to accomplish. And then just look at what's next. This is what I call them our Eskimos showing up, right?
Mm-hmm.
An Eskimo shows up and says, No, you want to take a left here, and you take the left, and everything all of a sudden just blossoms out in front of you, and it's like, what the heck is happening, right? I couldn't have designed it that way myself, but that's what happens with energy, Annalyn. Isn't that correct?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you have to stay true and really trust your instincts. So when you're getting these messages of like, turn left, and everyone else is saying, no, you need to turn right. This is what everyone else is doing. This is, you know, why do this? You know, this is the easier way. No, you got to stay true to your intentions and to your intuitions.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing, Annalyn, that if someone's listening to this, they're probably saying, wow, this lady is superwoman. I mean, she's just a supergirl up one side and down the other, because, you know, someone's sitting there listening, and I got to ask this question because someone out there would want to know, did you ever get down? Did you ever feel like, why me? Did you ever get negative or anything? I mean, when you did, if you did, how did you overcome that?
No, I didn't. Now, I'm not saying that there weren't times that, you know, want to rip your hair out and sure, all of that, but not once. It was more of, why not me? And yeah, I've been trusted, and I see it as an honor and a privilege to say, okay, I'm strong enough to handle this. There's a reason that this was put, that my husband and I, that our purpose and destinies were intertwined to make a difference. And so that's what really keeps driving me.
Yeah, absolutely. Because talking with you, I can see that you've got a lot of patience, which is key, and you've got a lot of perseverance, which is a must. Mm-hmm. And being able to, you know, just roll with the punches and just say, I'm going to keep on keeping on, because I'm not going to quit, because this is a cause that's been laid in my hands. I'm going to fulfill it to the best of my ability. And me and Raymond, we're going to touch a lot of people's lives. We're going to help them get from where they are to where they want to be, and we want to be a flagship. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Somaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
In 1929, William Lear and Elmer Wavering of Quincy, Illinois, were out driving with their girlfriends. One of the girls suggested it would be even more romantic if they could listen to music. The guys liked the idea and started tinkering with installing a home radio in the car. They sold their idea to a radio manufacturing company and applied for a loan with a local banker to get production started. Thinking it might sweeten the deal, they installed one of their new radios in the banker's vehicle. Unfortunately, the banker's car caught on fire, and they didn't get the loan. They must have felt like dunderclumpins. Not giving up, they drove to a radio convention and sat outside in the car with the radio blasting. Soon, orders were pouring in, and taking a cue from the Victrola, because their radio was going in a car, they called it the Motorola.
It's marching down.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Well, Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys over at speakerspathway.com. If you go to speakerspathway.com, you're going to see a lot of complimentary gifts right in the center. Click on that. All of our executive training directors have free complimentary gifts that they will give you. Preston Martelli is one. He is known as Mr. Google, and he is a subject matter expert on brand. He is also an individual that will share with you 90 different steps on how to improve your brand, your position. He's a great guy. We also have Mr. Dustin Matthews there. Mr. Dustin Matthews is known for making the irresistible offer. He has a free gift there on how to get out of debt and create passive income. And Dr. Sony Jackson, she's got a checklist there to help you turn your clients or potential clients into customers. And, you know, I tell you right now, when we're talking to Annalyn Scott today, Bill, I'm telling you, this lady is blowing me away because she's got all of these projects going, and I know we want to hear more, don't we?
Oh, there's no question about it. Not only is her project fascinating, but the tactics that she's using, and we were talking about this, it came up before the break, about holding your intentions and feeding them in the present moment with what you're doing, staying more present, not getting trapped into what something has to look like in the future. This is what makes things kind of pop up out of nowhere and creates many opportunities. So if you would, Annalyn, tell us about some of the things that have come up that way, kind of out of the blue.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, you know, and it's There's been a lot of them throughout this journey. And, you know, I'll go back to what I was saying when I left my corporate career in IT sales 6 years ago. In fact, yeah, this November will be 6 years. And I remember thinking at the end of the year, like, oh, my gosh, what am I doing? I'm in sales. I already made the commitment, but I'm like, maybe I should have stayed till the end of the year. Oh, gosh, I'm giving up a Q4 bonus. Oh, my goodness, I'm not getting my year-end bonus. And the message came to me. Don't worry about that. It's time to go. And I'll replace tenfold what you're walking away from. Now, that didn't mean tenfold in the next year or in the next 6 years, but I see, you know, along the way, these breadcrumbs that I've been following that turn into these puzzle pieces are providing the provision not only for my household, but also, guys, for what we're wanting to do for 1 in 9, because the vision is so big. And, you know, you think when you're launching a nonprofit organization that, oh, of course you're going to have, you know, the alignment in certain ways with support. And what I found is it usually comes in unexpected, not the ones, the supporters come in ways that weren't expected. And so what I've come to really understand is, you know, Bill, like you were talking about some of those Eskimos that kind of come along the way.
Yeah,
we were talking about in that last segment. And as I step back and look at how this is all coming together, it makes perfect sense. Along the way, it's like, okay, let me gather this. Where does this fit? How does this fit in? So even with doing, you know, the documentary, and us traveling around the country, it may surprise most of your listeners to know we didn't have corporate sponsors for that. We were sponsoring most of that ourselves, and really along the way have been, but we've gotten the right blessings at the right time to help us along the way. And so even now, as we are, you know, we put the intention out there if we want to help with prevention and regenerative medicine, the regenerative solution that I mentioned earlier in the show, not only was something that would help Raymond in such magnificent ways, but help others. And so I take that and say, not only can we bring the awareness, but we can start to bring options and solutions to people. And so I've launched a business and a breakthrough health solutions. And we'll be launching our website soon. But again, it's getting all of these pieces together. When we pushed pause on the documentary, and now we're getting ready to come back, that allowed me the opportunity to say, how can we reach more people? How can we touch more lives? And was able to start my own production company and bringing some great people to collaborate with beyond the documentary and help others who might be looking at that may have gotten a vision or have a purpose, a passion to say, I want to make a difference in this world. I have a voice that I need to get this out. But how do I do it? So we've also created a platform with letyourlightshine.tv where we'll be able to highlight people. And so I understand now better why that pause on the documentary was so important, where other people might have said, just finish it, just push through and finish it. It's like, no, I need to pause and put some other things in place so that it can be that much better and so that we can reach, again, those millions of people globally that we're wanting to. So listening to those clues to be able to pause and pivot where necessary has been so, so key.
Yeah, this is really very, very classic of what I teach the CEOs and high-level business people that I work with, is when we think of creation, we usually think of something being finished when we see it, but it isn't. It's just another step in the creative process. So I can see this unfolding for you because of the different areas that have come up for you that you're following now. It's one creation leads to another. Is that the way it's been for you, Annalyn?
Oh, it really has. And I have to encourage your listeners that some of my biggest breakthroughs have come, as they have since day one, through adversity. but they really have. Even with, here we are, as we're talking today, we're still in this COVID-19 pandemic. And as that was really starting to unfold back in just this past March, I was planning on a large health festival here in Phoenix, Arizona with 1 in 9. And we had people coming from across the country. We had everything lined up. And as we started to see what was happening, I started putting some plan Bs in place and looking at that. And prior to everyone else starting to cancel things or shifting to virtual, I said, you know what, we're making the shift. Let's shift this to a virtual festival. And in doing so, we didn't have to just stop all of that progress that we had made.
Yeah.
We just had to shift it. And in doing so, one of those folks that was coming from across the country was Dr. Dre, who's best known from Yo MTV Raps. He's there in New York, and he was planning. We'd been talking and making the plans for him coming out to be part of the festival in Phoenix. And we started looking and saying, you know, I don't think that's going to be safe for you. And then also we looked at really the public that we serve that do have underlying, you know, health conditions. And so the blessing, well, there are many blessings that came out of pivoting and shifting to do it virtual. And we did, we had a great virtual festival. And through that, Dr. Dre and I really, have found out that we have so much in common and common goals and visions of being able to shift lives and help them with their health, that we've now kicked off our own show, Speak to Life. And so now I'm co-hosting with Dr. Dre, and we're where we were just going to touch people's lives that were here in the Metro Phoenix area. Now we were able to, through adversity, shift, and now we can touch lives not just once but over and over as we connect with people around the world.
Wow. Yeah, one thing, Jim, and I'll turn it over to you, but chaos always precedes change. When you think that things aren't going right, chaos is what creates change, and it certainly happened in this case. Go ahead, Jim, sorry to interrupt you.
That's okay. No, that was a great comment. I like you adding that. And I was just going to ask Annalyn, when do you sleep? Because my goodness, girl, you're going on and on and all the things that you're doing. Because what I love about you, too, you are a living testament of your courage, your mission, everything. And I want to personally thank you for being on the show today. I want to thank you for your courage. And I know that Raymond knows that he's very, very blessed to have a lady like you in his life. It's got courage, stickability, and just a faith to keep on keeping on. And I mean, again, when do you find time to sleep, young lady? My goodness.
Oh, trust me, I do. And because I'm not doing this alone. Raymond is a great partner in marriage and life, and then the rest of my team too, that's helping. So you cannot do this all alone. You definitely cannot. Mm-hmm. And so trust, I am getting my sleep to stay healthy and to keep pushing on.
Sure. And your website is 1N9KidneyChallenge.com. And the other website, I didn't get a chance to write it down here about the TV. Would you give that, please?
Absolutely. So I'm working with Preston Martelli, mm-hmm. and we're going to be launching these websites very soon. LetYourLightShine.tv, where we'll also have some of our web TV shows, and BreakthroughHealthSolutions.com. And let me also encourage the listeners, I'd love for them to check out Speak to Life. The show that I'm co-hosting with Dr. Dre, we have it on our Facebook page, Speak to Life, and then also can be followed on LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube at Speak to Life Now.
Speak to Life Now. Okay. That's really something. I mean, Bill, I'll tell you right now, this lady, I'll guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, and Bill, I'm sure you agree with him, in the morning, she probably has to eat a big box of Wheaties to get all this done. Wouldn't you agree on that?
I would totally agree. If I was comparing things I was working on to Anna Lynn, I would be quite a slouch, Jim.
I hear you. I mean, I'm just tipping my hat to her. And I know that Raymond, I've met him. He's a fantastic guy. And I know he's your partner in there. And on behalf of everyone, we got about 15 seconds left. We want to wish you and Raymond the very best in anything we can do to help you. Please let us know. We're so thankful to have you on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time. We want you to have a great weekend. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure and share this with others and subscribe. We'll catch you next Friday. Bye-bye.